It's great to see the Alberta government finally agree with the federal government on a deal for subsidized childcare. Now, it's up to the federal government to deliver on the initiative. Premier Jason Kenney and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau were in Edmonton November 15 to announce the historic $3.8 billion deal, which will ultimately culminate in bringing $10 a day childcare to Canadian parents earning less than $120,000 annually by 2026. Families with higher annual incomes will pay more than $10 a day, depending on their salaries. While Alberta held out and is one of the last provincial governments to sign on with the federal government plan for subsidized childcare, it's nice to see the stalemate finally come to a conclusion. Cheaper childcare was Trudeau's main campaign promise in the recent federal election. As someone who has not always delivered on his platform promises in the past, see election reform, it's crucial for Trudeau and the Liberal Party of Canada to deliver on the childcare front, if they want to remain in government for long. Childcare is one of the most expensive services new parents pay for, with licensed companies in Calgary and Edmonton charging an average of more than $1,200 a month per child, according to the 2019 Child Care Fee Survey. This new deal means many parents will pay less than a quarter of that in the future, or about $285 per month. By the end of next year, fees for licensed childcare spaces are set to be cut in half, according to the announcement. Childcare Now Alberta, CCNA, an advocacy group for parents seeking less expensive childcare, said the deal feels like an early Christmas present. In a CTV Calgary story, CCNA chair Susan Cake and parent Roshni McCartney said the deal will particularly benefit mothers who previously had to forego their careers to be a stay-at-home parent, as working while paying for childcare did not always make financial sense.